And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Livestock Management Specialist Lacey Quayle from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Lacey, lots of bull sales coming up over the next coming weeks. And sire selection, I know, is vital for your herd. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, it's a very important part of building your herd going forward and thinking about really what you want to work towards when it comes to your herd. And so I like to tell people that first, being pretty critical of your herd and honest with yourself on maybe what goals you have for your herd and how you'd like to improve going forward. Because sire selection can be really overwhelming with all the options available. And if you know specifically what goals you have, then you can have a little bit more of a detailed shopping list when it goes to a different sale and to buy a bull.
All right, good stuff. Hey, we'll have more on sire selection when we come back.
It's sale time at Bruner Angus Ranch. It's our 23rd annual on February 16th at 2 o'clock.
This year we are selling 110 yearling and 2-year-old bulls, 50 registered bred heifers, and 120 commercial yearling and bred heifers. In this offering is the first calf crop of Deep Creek Square Deal and Keneally Craftsman.
You know we always sell with the Bruner Guarantee. Go to BrunerAngusRanch.com to view the catalog and videos, or call us at 626-2070 or 721-4754.
See you at the sale!
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, Financial Associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Talking sire selection today with Lacey Quayle. And Lacey, phenotype or physical attributes, right, of the different sires are also vital. Give us your input there.
Yeah, so along with all of the different numbers that you'll see in a catalog, it's really important to look at the physical attributes of a bull, really kind of being particular on conformation and feet structure and leg structure, hip structure. And if you're retaining replacement heifers out of a bull, if that's part of your strategy for your operation, it's also really important to look at the udder conformation and the teat structure of the dam from that bull, knowing that can very well influence the female progeny.
All right, good stuff. And hey, that will bring this report to a close. If you miss one, catch us on the website at ranchingissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Bruner Angus Production Sale, by Andy and Teal Laris, your Thrivent advisors in Minot, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.